your mane that you don't like. What you get? You said you love me, baby. Please call me on the phone sometime. When I hear your voice, yeah, I know it eases my worried mind. One of these days, I'm gonna show you how nice a man can be. One of these days, I'm gonna show you how nice a man can be. I'm gonna buy you a brand new Cadillac. If you only speak some good words about me. Thank you.
you hear my phone ringing? Sound like a long distance call. I know you hear my phone keep ringing. Yeah, I know it sounds like a long distance call. I picked up my receiver. The pilot says another new. Look at here, people. I was down in my neighborhood one day, and I was talking to some friends of mine. They all were standing on the corner. They were laughing at me. They said, another mew. After a while, I went back home. I put my hands in my pocket, and I got my key out, and I unlocked that door. And there stand my wife. She was crying. Says another mew. Look at here. Look at here. The little girl was jumped up in the floor. She was patting her hands together, and she was batting her eyes, and she was looking straight at me, and she was saying, and she was saying, and she was saying, Muddy Waters, there's another mew is kicking in your stall.
Well, if I jumped in the river, babe, I bet you'd let me float away and drown. If I jumped in the river, babe, I bet you'd let me float away and drown. You say you love me, baby, but I never see you around. heartburn and deception. Goodbye, baby. Goodbye, heartburn and deception. You learn something new every day. Today is no exception.
Abraham, kill me a son. Abe said, man, you must be putting me on. God said, no. Abe said, what? God said, you can do what you want, Abe, but next time you see me coming, you better run. Well, Abe said, where do you want this killing done? God said, all down Highway 61. Well, Georgia Sam, he had a bloody nose. Welfare department, they wouldn't give him no clothes. They asked poor Howard, where can I go? Howard said, there's only one place I know. Sam said, tell me quick, man, I got to run. Oh, Howard just pointed with his gun and said, that way down Highway 61. Well, Mac the Finger said to Louis the King, I got 40 red, white, blue shoestrings and 1,000 telephones that don't ring. Do you know where I can get rid of these things? And Louis the King said, let me think for a minute, son. Then he said, yes, I think it can be easily done. Just take everything down to Highway 61. One right. My complexion, she says, is much too white. He said, come here and step into the light. He says, you're right. Let me tell the second mother this has been done. But the second mother was with the seventh son, and they were both out on Highway 61. He was very bored, trying to create a next world war. He found a promoter who nearly fell off the floor. He said, I never engaged in this kind of thing before, but yes, I think it can be very easily done. We'll just put some bleachers out in the sun and have it on Highway 61.
And that was Highway 61 Revisited from Mr. Bob Dylan. Before that, we heard from Siegel Schwal Band and Twisted. We had Muddy Waters in there from the Fathers and Sons album and Long Distance Call. One of the best versions of that one, I think. And before that, Howlin' Wolf and another great rhythm track with 300 Pounds of Joy. All of those, of course, include the great drummer Sam Lay, who passed away last Saturday at the age of 86. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Let's take a look through history and see what happened in the world of blues, jazz, and related subjects. We'll start with births and deaths from today on through the rest of the week, today being the 6th of February. Is Bob Marley's birthday today, born 1945 down in Jamaica, of course. Roy Smek, the King of Strings, and he had a great-looking guitar. Well, several of them, but the airline one is just beautiful. Born 1900 in Reading, Pennsylvania. Fat Possum recording artist Elmo Williams, born 1933 in Natchez, Mississippi. And a couple of people who passed on this date. We had in 1960, Jesse Belvin passed. He was only 27 years old, and he finished a performance in Little Rock, Arkansas, on the same bill with Sam Cooke, Jackie Wilson, and Mary Johnson. He and his wife, Joanne, were killed in a head-on auto collision. And his classic tune, Mr. Easy, was released later on in 1960. You never hear about him as a member of the 27 Club, all those artists who lost their lives at the age of 27, like Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin and Robert Johnson and Brian Jones and a few others as well. Let's see, continuing down the list, Les Height, who was band leader for T-Bone Walker, passed in 1962. He was 58 years old. Gary Moore passed in 2011. He was 58 years old. Moving on to the 7th, we have a birthday for Leon Bibb, Eric Bibb's dad, born 1922 in Louisville, Kentucky. UB Blake, born 1883 in Baltimore, Maryland. Keyboard player Curly Bridges, born 1934 in North Carolina. King Curtis, born 1934 in Fort Worth, Texas. Earl King, out of New Orleans, born 1934. He's the guy who did Come On, the tune that was covered by Jimi Hendrix. I think that kept him in Picks and Strings for a while. A couple of people who passed on the 7th, Roscoe Chenier passed in 2013. He was 71 years old. Pianist Alfred Harrell, better known as Chicago Pete, passed in 2001. He was 69 years old. And Eddie Lee Jones, better known as Guitar Slim, passed in 1959. He was only 33 years old, and he died of pneumonia in New York City. His tune, of course, The Things That I Used to Do, has been covered by everybody, and it was in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 500 Songs That Shaped Rock and Roll. And Bobby Troup also passed on that day in 1999. He was 80 years old. You know him, of course, from the famous version of Route 66. Moving on to the 8th birthday for guitarist Eddie Burns, born 1928 down in Belzoni, Mississippi. Floyd Dixon, great pianist. You know him from Hey Bartender and other tunes, born 1928 down in Marshall, Texas. Right out of the Devil Dogs right here in Montreal, Carlton Howard. Happy birthday, Carlton. I don't know what year he was born, but I have him listed here on the 8th. Lonnie Johnson shares your birthday, Carlton. Born 1894 down in New Orleans. James Blood Omer, born 1940 in St. Matthews, South Carolina. It's been said that if Ornette Coleman played guitar, he'd be James Blood Omer. And indeed, James Blood Omer played with Ornette Coleman's band for some time. Merle Watson, guitar player with Doc, of course, born 1949, Stony Fort County, North Carolina. Casey Bill Weldon, born 1901 in Canute, Kansas. And a couple of people who passed on the 8th, Mercer Ellington, passed in 1996. He was 76 years old. Raymond Scott passed in 1994. He was 85 years old. You probably don't recognize the name. Great composer, but he did a piece called Powerhouse that has been used by Warner Brothers in pretty much every cartoon that ever showed any kind of a process or an assembly line or a construction site. Even Mr. Burns was walking through a construction site to the sound of Powerhouse. Moving to the 9th, Catfish Keith, born 1962 down East Chicago. Joe Eli, born 1947 in Amarillo, Texas. Johnny Hartsman, born 1937 in Houston, Texas. Carole King's birthday as well, born 1942 down in Brooklyn. Arby Stidham, the tune Mr. Commissioner, born 1917 in Devil's Bluff, Arkansas. It was Ernest Tubb's birthday, born 1914 in Crisp, Texas. And a few people who passed on the 9th. Bill Haley passed on the 9th in 1981. He was 55 years old. Buddy Johnson passed in 1977 at the age of 62. Jack Owens, you may have caught him in the movie Deep Blues, Jack Owens and Bud Spires, passed in 1997. He was 92 years old. And we move to the 10th now. Birthday for harmonica player Wallace Coleman. We caught him uptown in here with Robert Lockwood. He was born 1936 in Morristown, Tennessee. Ruthie Foster, born 1964 in Wood County, Texas. Rockin' Doopsie, born 1932 in Carancro, Louisiana. TV Slim, better known as Oscar Wills, born 1916 in Houston, Texas. And the 10th marks the passing of Dave Van Ronk back in 2002. He was 65 years old. Now we go on to the 11th. We have birthdays for Otis Clay, born 1942 in Waxhaw, Mississippi. Thomas Edison, born 1847 in Milan, Ohio. Little Johnny Taylor, born 1943 in Memphis, Tennessee. Gene Vincent, born 1935 in Norfolk, Virginia. Philip Walker, we got him up here. Actually, he even played at Gary's bar, G Sharp, born 1937 in Welsh, Louisiana. Let's see, Josh White, born 1914 in Greenville, South Carolina. We move on now to the 12th. We have a birthday for guitarist Pink Anderson, born 1900 in Lawrence, South Carolina. Dwayne Dixon, is it Dwayne's birthday? I don't have your age here. I don't have your year or any of that nonsense. I just know your birthday is the 12th of February. Ray Manzarek from The Doors, born 1939 down in Chicago. Peter Micah, you may have even caught him just earlier this evening doing his regular Sunday evening show. Also, don't have your year either, but he was born in Barrie, Ontario, it says here. I don't know. Maybe he'll do something for that. It'll be his birthday, though, so mention happy birthday to him. Well, you'll be too late. He will have already finished the show when you're listening to this. And a few people who passed on the 12th. Let's see. We had Ubi Blake passed in 1983. He was 100 years old. Ishman Bracey passed in 1970 at the age of 71. And Screamin' Jay Hawkins passed back in 2000 at the age of 71. Other events from this week. Let's see. We have on the 7th of February, 1929, Johnny Dodd's Hot 6 featuring Lil Hardin recorded Pencil Papa, Hear Me Talkin', Goober Dance, and Too Tight. They did it all in Chicago for the Victor label. Let's see. The 8th of February, 1957, Robert Lockwood Jr., Luther Tucker, Willie Dixon, and Fred Bell were all joined behind Sonny Boy Williamson. That's the second one, Rice Miller, and they recorded a couple of tunes, Fattening Frogs for Snakes, and they also did a tune called Like Wolf, in which Sonny Boy does a pretty good impersonation of Howlin' Wolf. 9th February, 1925, teaching the theory of evolution was officially forbidden in Atlanta, Georgia. And you know what? They're going back to that. I wouldn't be surprised if next year somebody comes up and says they can't teach that anymore unless you teach creationism as well. I wouldn't be surprised. They're heading that way. They're heading down to this anti-intellectual, really stupid path these days. This is 9th February 1959, Stagger Lee by Lloyd Price, reached number one on the pop charts. 10th of February 1956, Little Richard recorded Long Tall Sally. The 11th of February 1940, NBC Radio broadcast the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street for the first time. The show combined satire, blues, and jazz and was built around what were called the three B's of music, Barrel House, Boogie Woogie, and Blues. And it was the 12th of February, 1924, George Gershwin sat down at the piano in front of the band leader Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and performed for the very first time in public his great tune, Rhapsody in Blue. So let's commemorate some of these events with some music, and we are going to go back to 1936 for a tune that was recorded this very day. Actually, in 1936, I think I skipped over that one so I could do it now. That's right, it's 86 years ago. So let's go back into the studio 86 years back with Amos Easton, better known as Bumblebee Slim, and here he is with Hard Rocks in My Bed.
Hard rocks in my bed, cold lying on my floor. Blues crawling my window, trouble knocking on my door. I've got to bear these pains, got to stay here all alone. I've got to bear these pains, got to stay here all alone. Well, I ain't got no money, now my biscuit roll is gone. Hard rocks in my bed, rain falling down on me. Hard rocks in my bed, rain falling down on me. Bullets in my left side, I've got a bandage on my knee. Hard rocks in my bed, ain't no way worth me to rest. I turn from one side to the other. Every side I turn, I hit a rock. It's too tough. Deep is in my body. body, ain't no cover on my bed. TV's in my body, ain't no cover on my bed. Ain't no paint in my window, this is what the rent man said. Hard rocks in your bed, and your rent are now behind. Hard rocks in your bed, and your rent are now behind. I'm gonna give you this 5-day notice, you get moving on your mind.
My girl, night and day. When I go walking down the street, I'm asking everybody that I meet, have they seen that girl that stole away from me? I heard the description I try to describe. I know she's got someone else by her side. I rang doorbells at the break of day. When the answer you could hear me say, had my gal been by here, I know she's gone and I can't tell where. Had my gal been by here. Well, she ain't so tall and she ain't so low. She struts up so brave where she goes. She's nice and she's kind and she loves like a bitch. She make it do something that you can't resist. She kinda whine. When she talks, she kinda shake it up. When she walks, had my gal.
Wipe them all. If your hand is full of coal dust, you got to wipe them off.
You got to wipe them off.
But don't be no fool. You can't use that same old tool unless you wipe it off.
Oh, wipe it off.
Oh, wipe it off.
I'm wiping it off.
They old and rusty. You better wipe them off.
You better wipe it off.
Sister Kate told little brother Bud, you done drop your baseball in the mud. Now you got to wipe it off.
Wipe
oh,
it off.
You better wipe it off.
I'm wiping it off, Papa.
I love to play with your baseball. You better wipe it off.
You got to wipe it
of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Greetings, one and all. This is Corey Harris, and you're listening to Montreal's longest-running radio blues show, Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue, on CKUT-FM 90.3 at CKUT.ca.
It took me a long time to find out my mistake. Took me a long time to find out my mistake. It sure did, man. But I bet you my bottom dollar, I'm not fighting no more frog for snakes. I started checking. I found out my downfall from 1930. I'm telling all of my friends I'm not fighting no more frog for snakes. All right now. Correct all of my mistakes. Well, man, 1957, I got to correct all of my mistakes. I'm telling my friends, including my wife and everybody else, not fighting no more frog for snakes.
Oh, why do you tell so many lies? The first lie you told me was about your age. The second lie you told me that you was disengaged. The third was the worst lie.
or both the others be with your man all night. I stay at home with mother, but I really do despise any woman that tells evil lies. Now the fourth and the fifth and the sixth and the seventh, the eighth and the ninth and the tenth and the eleventh. On the twelfth I checked it back just to see if you was right. But when I found that all was wrong, then we had a long fight. Cause I really do despise any woman that tells evil lies.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the community contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
Hey, this is Reverend Freechild, and you're listening to Cha 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 in Blue on CKUT FM 90.3. Thank you.
have my freedom, but I don't have much time. Faith has been broken. Tears must be cried. Let's do some. She let me fluff them up.
tell you one is enough. She's got a nasty reputation, a shady, shady past. I don't bring her home to mama, I get in and out of her past. She got a big rear window, blows her shadows open wide. If I bring her some gin, she'll let me slip inside. She got a big rear window with her shadows open wide. She got a big rear window with her shadows open wide. And if I bring her some gin, no girl'll let me slip inside. If I bring her a little gin, she'll let me slip inside. If I bring her a little taste, she'll let me slip inside.
Gamble, he was good at shooting dice. He never played the ponies, but he sure could let it ride. Working all week for that minimum wage. Friday after quit, daddy take all of his pay. He'd break it up in singles with a 50 wrapped around. He'd comb his hair and shine his shoes and head to Griffin Town. He'd say, I feel so lucky, baby. Did her best to try to make me understand. She said, son, you'll never win when you're betting on a gambling man. Gambling man. Sometimes he get lucky, most times he lose it all. Till the break of day and he wouldn't even call. He'd show up in the morning, cheap liquor on his breath. When he couldn't find the front door, he'd sleep right on the steps. And he'd say, I felt so lucky, baby. Ain't no way I thought I'd lose. Mama did her best to try to make me understand. She said, son, you'll never win betting on a whiskey drinking gambling. Needs a new pair of shoes. Sun go down. Daddy's shooting dice on the shady side of town. He set those bones on fire, but you know he had the curse. He doubled up and doubled down, and it went from bad to worse. He lost all his money, so he bet his wedding ring. When he rode those snake eyes, Lord, you know he felt the sting. Don't feel so lucky, baby, when you got nothing left to lose. If I only had another dollar, I'd beat those losing blues. Mama did her best to try to make me understand. She said, son, you'll never win betting on a dirt talking two-time and whiskey drinking no good broke-ass gambling man.
And that was Dwayne Dixon, the title track from his CD, Betting on a Gambling Man. His birthday coming up on Saturday, but you'll probably see that somewhere on Facebook anyway. Before that, we heard from Philip Walker and Big Rear Window from his album Blues. Otis Clay before that, and I got that out of a great compilation called Painted Blue, Songs of the Rolling Stones, all Stones tunes, covered by blues artists, and Otis Clay covered a great version of Wild Horses. Guitar Slim before that in a 1954 recording, 25 Lies. We went back to 1957 for Sonny Boy Williamson and Fattening Frogs for Snakes. Let's see, before that we had Lonnie Johnson and Clarence Williams, and that was a 1930 recording called Wipe It Off. Casey Bill Weldon before that, and Has My Gal Been Here from 1936. Both of those tunes taken from a wonderful compilation called The Ultimate Dirty Blues Collection. And we kicked it off with a tune recorded 86 years ago today, back in 1936, and that was Bumblebee Slim, better known as Amos Easton, and Hard Rocks in My Bed. Hey, live music is starting to make a comeback, so we're going to have some gigs coming up, but in the meantime, you can still stay home and catch this one. Coming up on February 11th, this is coming Friday, February 11th, 8 p.m., Justin Saladino Band is going to be doing their webcast from the legendary Wheel Club. I'm sure you can catch the notice of that. Well, either look up Justin Saladino Band and or look up the Wheel Club, and you'll get both of those things. You'll find it on Facebook. It's coming up on this coming Friday. So I'm going to leave you here with a tune from Justin Saladino Band. Here they are from the CD A Fool's Heart and Honey. Have a great week, folks. I'll be back again next Sunday night.
Got me yearning, so infatuated. Only she can satisfy this craving. Excuse me, pardon me for staring at you, but I can't help contemplating. What would life be with you, my little angel? Could you make it in time?
Sugar lip, darling, my lips you can tell you got it. into Ill Groove Garden.
One, two, welcome once again to the Ill Groove Garden. It is I, the capital Z-I-P, Ziplocs, representing for the crew with DJ Blaster and Mystical Flex, and we each coming with 20-minute power-packed sets to hit you to end your week, right? That's right, your last hour of the week is the best hour of the week, right here with Ill Groove Garden, and we are February the 6th, 2022, and that means it's our first time into Black History Month, so I got a little bit of a focus on that, you know, got to do something for my black folks out there, most definitely, and we got something special right here on CKUT that's happening on September the 15th and the 22nd. I will be hosting Montreal Sessions, that's right, on a Tuesday from 3 to 5 p.m. I got 2 hours packed of black content that I'm going to hit you up with. I got DJ Blaster doing places. I got interviews with Wes Cann. I got a spotlight on The Score. I got a whole bunch of different things coming up, man. So definitely got some added flavor in February, the coldest, shortest month of the year, but we're absolutely saluting all the black pioneers and music contributions that have happened on behalf of the melanated folk. So we're going to kick it off with DJ Blaster up first, and then we're getting it in.
You're listening to